This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Recreation Center, Twyla Wilson, Wilson Marketing, Marion County Public Health, iHealth Solutions, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, and Art 101. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can our relationship with an attorney help us maintain and grow our wealth? In the third part of a 10-part series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Jake Hughes, attorney with Johnson & Lane, Knoxville. So, Jake, how do attorneys in general in a small-town practice help people with respect to, the management of their assets? Let's just call it that.
Well, a lot of times attorneys will step in sort of the planning stages first. Ideally, if you have come across a large amount of wealth, or if you have that through retirement funds or just income that you've generated throughout the year, it's not a bad idea to sit down with an attorney and figure out really the best ways to manage it. There's a lot of different things that come into play that I think a lot of people don't necessarily consider when they're staring at a large pile of wealth. Taxes are probably the main concern that will come up, and so it is very worth your while to sit down with an attorney near the end of a year, generally sometime after Thanksgiving, but before W-2s start rolling out, or if you're an employer, if you have to issue them, and sit down with an attorney and try and determine the best ways to plan out your year tax-wise. They can walk you through the regulations, IRS laws that'll apply to you in general, and to people in general, and really help you make business decisions, personal decisions that can really help you or your business out in the following year before all that happens. And so it's a good way to plan. Along those same lines, future planning for yourself, especially in terms of estates, wills, trusts, estates. There's all sorts of different options of what you can do with your money once you're gone. And to sit down with an attorney, it would be to your benefit and to the benefit of your family, your heirs, and your descendants to develop a plan that suits you best. There's when it comes to estate planning, it's not always one size fits all, depending on what type of assets you hold. Is it a lot of cash? Is it a lot of land? Is it a lot of property, personal property type things that could be very valuable? There's different considerations you want to apply to each one of those specific asset categories. And so sitting down with an attorney to discuss the options for that would be ideal. And also in terms of how you'd want to leave any assets you have, whether it's going to a spouse, to children under the age of 18, all of these are different considerations you'd want to take into account.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by CrossFit Turnup at KNX Fitness and Training, Carter Construction, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, People's Bank, and the Knoxville Raceway. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Beauty GMC, 3M, Knoxville Farm and Home, Sandals Lounge, and Home Realty.
I continued my conversation with Jake Hughes, attorney with Johnson & Lane, Knoxville. How does the work of an attorney integrate with the work of, let's say, an accountant? Because some of the stuff you were talking about sounds like accounting.
That's very true. And it's something that I found working with a small town law practice. I think when a lot of people think attorneys, they think a very specialized field. They think a very specialized type of law. But in smaller towns, a lot of attorneys, I don't want to say they function just as accountants do, but they can offer a lot of the same advice or work in tandem with what your accountant is telling you. So in terms of tax planning, tax preparation, a lot of attorneys in smaller firms will be willing to take a look at your situation and to give you advice on it, as well as help you with the preparation of taxes. And it's not altogether different from what an accountant can tell you. A good accountant will be pretty well versed in the laws and regulations that they need to follow as well. But I guess sitting down with an attorney, you can really get that extra planning element of it, walking through kind of legal interpretations, case laws that might affect your particular situation.
Now, how about real estate? Do you help with real estate in any way?
Yes. There's kind of a aspect of real estate transactions that involves quite a bit of legal work. Generally, I guess to give an example of some of the work that I've got to do since I've started here in Knoxville is title examinations. When you take an abstract to a property, an attorney will generally look through the abstract to your property, going through to make sure that there aren't any liens or other claims to the particular piece of real estate you're looking to purchase, which could cause you trouble down the line. And then the actual documents which create the real estate transaction, the deeds, any type of groundwater hazard statement, a declaration of value statement, things that will eventually need to be recorded with the county recorder's office to put the real estate transaction on paper and make it official, will generally be prepared by an attorney.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by DMACC and Ankeny, Coffee Connection, Hammer Medical Supply, Knoxville Tax Service, and Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Joel's Painting, Sterling Physical Therapy, Central College, Marion County Bank, and Pella Corporation.
I continued my conversation with Jake Hughes, attorney with Johnson & Lane, Knoxville. How about business interactions? Let's say buying or selling a business, or maybe business contracts. You know, one business gets a contract with another business, let's say to supply something. Do you look at that kind of stuff?
Certainly. That's going to be something that you'd want an attorney to take a look at. I guess just to start at the beginning, when you're forming a business, the paperwork that is handled by the Secretary of State's office, an attorney can put together the articles of incorporation to start an LLC or a small business or even a larger corporation, depending on what your type of business need would be. And as you progress through the stages of businesses, contracting, buying, selling either merchandise or the business itself, an attorney is going to be able to take a look at the contract terms and make sure that they could not only hold up in court, but that they'd be exactly the way you want them, that the contract won't have any sort of hidden surprises or any ill effects that you weren't planning on.
And so civil litigation, I presume you're interested in working civil litigation?
Yes, it's a field that I haven't had much experience in. I've been helping out on a few cases like that. Generally, you see a lot of things that they'll, in terms of civil side of it, it's nice to see them settle before actually having to go to a litigation stage. But it's if it comes to the point where we need to go to a trial, an attorney would definitely be someone you'd want to consult at that stage.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Crossroads of Pella, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, and Verduft Agency. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dr. Kurt Vanderplug, Leighton State Bank, Windmill Cafe, and Van Manen, Seester, Meyer, and Nickel, CPA.
I continued my conversation with Jake Hughes, attorney with Johnson & Lane, Knoxville. The day this is being recorded, the roads are a little slick. Let's say I go out and somebody hits me and I'm injured. That's sort of the classic case where it would seem that a lawyer might get involved. Is that on both sides? Is that common?
It's very common. Generally, when you see personal injury law like that, where it really starts to progress is depending on how each party is insured. And fairly quickly, it will become parties represented by insurance companies on either side sort of dealing with each other. And that's where the money is in a lot of these situations. If there's significant injuries on one side, chances are the person who was driving the car doesn't necessarily have several hundred thousand dollars in readily reachable assets that can be accessed by the injured party. But if there was an insurance company involved, then that's where a lot of the settlement negotiations will start to take place. Or also, if it ends up being litigated in court, chances are that's where the attorneys will be coming from.
Mm-hmm. So I suspect that kind of practice is fairly common, but as you say, most of it's settled out of court. You try to avoid court?
Ideally, that's the situation. It cuts down on costs and really sort of helps the process move along a lot quicker if there's going to be a satisfactory settlement reached prior to stepping foot inside of a courtroom.
Well, and this has happened, these kinds of things. I mean, although each individual situation is unique, there's only so many ways that car accidents or some kind of an accident like that can happen. And I'm sure everybody involved has done it a million times. And so everybody knows the game, except for the person that's in the accident.
Exactly. You see people who spend their entire lives, their professional careers handling these sort of situations, can often take a look at the facts of a case and plan out pretty much step by step what is going to take place next. And that goes for just about everyone involved. When you speak with an insurance adjuster, chances are it's the fourth or fifth car accident they've dealt with that morning, that they have a file on and that they have mapped out and seen what happened and investigated the damage on and the parties involved and who is at fault. And so the way that plays out a lot of times is that each side kind of goes into it knowing what to expect in the end game. They have a picture in their head, and a lot of times it comes down to hammering out the finer details with the person involved in the actual accident. Someone who this may be their first time dealing with insurance companies and attorneys from either side.
It seems like, well, I'm just going to say it, I've very seldom have ever needed a lawyer. And I think most people go through life maybe never needing a lawyer. I don't remember, you know, except for a few legal kinds of documents that everybody goes through. But is that in the best interest to establish a relationship with a lawyer in anticipation that you might need one in the future, or just wait until something happens where you need one? Is there a better approach to take?
I think the first situation you mentioned there would be kind of the ideal. If you establish a relationship with a lawyer, a good working relationship with a lawyer, prior to any sort of emergency need for a lawyer would be, I think, the ideal situation to be in. If you regularly visit a lawyer for real estate matters, say like the times you mentioned where you might need a lawyer to fill out a document for you, to plan your estate, to help plan your taxes for the next year, it's going to be a lot easier to call them up if there's some sort of emergency. Say you've been in a car accident, you've been injured, and you have insurance companies calling you wanting to settle, but you're not sure exactly what the next step to take would be. A lawyer that sort of gets a cold call in the middle of the day from someone they don't know is going to be a little more hesitant to look into the case and eventually to take the case. But if it's, you know, someone that you've been working with for the past 10 years, they're going to have a better idea of who you are, what your sort of business affairs are like, and if they're going to be able to help out or if they're going to need you to recommend a different lawyer kind of on the spot.
Any final words of advice for our listeners today?
Well, I think that it would be in the general public's best interest to think about wealth management and issues with their money before it becomes an issue, and that's definitely something that just about any general practicing attorney can help out with.
Thanks to Jake Hughes for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.